This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On April 9, 2007, Democrat Linda Seaman announced her bid for a seat on Charlottesville City Council. The city council elections are being held in November 2007. Linda Seaman, who is 62 years old, is a former member of the Charlottesville City School Board and a former executive director of the Charlottesville Area School Business Alliance, or CASBA. Ms. Seaman currently serves as a member of the board of the Interfaith Movement Promoting Action by Congregations Together, also known as IMPACT, which has been lobbying local leaders on affordable living choices and public transportation issues. This recording by Charlottesville Tomorrow includes Ms. Seaman's announcement speech delivered in front of City Hall. She is introduced by Roselle Smith.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. I am Roselle Smith, and I'm deeply honored to have this opportunity to present to you Mrs. Linda Seaman, who is seeking one of three nominations to run for a seat on the Charlottesville City Council in the upcoming 2007 November election. Many of you gathered here are well aware of her reputation as a community leader. I had the privilege of meeting Linda in 1968 when her reputation was already well established. From 1987 to 1995, I had the opportunity to serve with Linda on the Charlottesville School Board and the KTEC Joint Board. There are few individuals who possess the drive, determination, and commitment to ensure progress in achieving every endeavor she undertakes. In 1974, the Seaman family moved from Pennsylvania to Charlottesville because they were inspired by the educational opportunities our great state offers. The Seamans didn't come to Charlottesville simply to participate of its offering, but have always given back to this community in every way imaginable. Educational success for all children has been one of Linda's passions, beginning in the early 70s when her children were in grade school. Linda was there advocating for programs to ensure positive outcomes for all children. During my tenure on the Charlottesville School Board, I had many opportunities to watch, listen, and to learn from her. The way she conducted herself, she was always ready and prepared to discuss issues with knowledge and understanding. With her gentle and kind voice, she always showed respect for all, but was never afraid to pose the tough questions that forced us to look more deeply at the issues that were before us. Linda is a consensus builder. On occasions when issues arose that affected the city, the county, and the university community, she always posed the question, how can we work together for the good of the citizenry? In her position as director of the Charlottesville Albemarle Business Alliance, she proved she can bring individuals together from all different localities to work cooperatively. Linda has worked tirelessly for this community, school, and religious organizations for several decades. I am very pleased and excited she now wants to move to the next level to seek a seat on our city council. Her knowledge of the city, the county, and the university will be an asset to our city council. But first, she must secure one of three nominations for a seat on city council. I trust each of you here will support Linda in securing one of those nominations and then support Linda in the campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Linda Seaman.
Thank you, Roselle, for those kind and generous words. Good morning. I'm pleased to announce my candidacy for the Democratic nomination for City Council. 33 years ago, my family moved here and put our roots down and made a commitment to make this place a great place to live. I believe that my years of leadership and service in the community have prepared me for this next step. In talking with many citizens in the city and the county, I have heard again and again that they expect their public officials and governments to work together in good faith to seek solutions that will help all of our citizens. We need collaborative solutions to improve the lives of all citizens. I will work for our young people, for a sustainable environment, and for cooperation with our county neighbors. I will bring fiscally responsible, effective, common sense leadership to City Council. I know the power of a community working together. As a member of the Impact Board, I was part of the effort that brought together over 1,300 people to the Martin Luther King Center to discuss affordable housing and transportation. We must take a regional approach to solving some of the problems facing us. Problems like transportation, affordable housing, fire and rescue service, parks and recreation, and environmental sustainability. I will build on my experience of working with our neighbors, UVA and Albemarle and beyond. I have served as City School Board Chairman, KTEC Board Chairman, Executive Director of the Charlottesville Area School Business Alliance, and a member of the Piedmont Workforce Network Board. I know that a quality education leads to good career opportunities, and I will work to expand opportunities so that our students will graduate with work readiness skills. We must work together to ensure that all, and I mean all, our students in Charlottesville are well prepared to be productive citizens. With City Council and the school board now equally elected bodies, my 9 years of experience on the school board puts me in a unique position to build on that relationship. As a city, we must reduce our contribution to global warming. I will work to promote more energy efficiency in our buildings through incentives to build and renovate using green design and standards. Our transportation system should be expanded to include greater use of buses and other forms of mass transit. Partnerships can be developed with employers to provide van pools. And we must further protect our parks and our trails while increasing the tree canopy in the city. We are people of diverse backgrounds and perspectives. We must come together and work together as one community. I pledge my commitment to bring us together. Please visit my website, which is www.lindaseaman.net, for more information as this campaign grows. And I thank you all for coming on this very chilly morning. Thank you.